read these studies. They're not studies. They're estimates. They're hyper-sensationalized portrayals of how much it costs to raise a kid. The average American parent spends $2,700,000 getting their child up to kindergarten age. Now, I look at these things. You know, they're always a couple hundred grand. Always. And I'm thinking to myself, I got ripped off. I think my dad raised me on $9. $182,000 to raise a kid? What are you buying him platinum pants? Well, my mom and dad have passed on, and I hope and pray they're with our Lord. But boy, if the statute of limitations wasn't over, I think I'd take him to court. Where's my $182,000? I probably got about $6,000 of that. They gave it to my sisters, is what they did, probably. Because they got this idea in this secular culture we live in that, well, you know, you got to send them to college. You do? Hey, I have virtually spent nothing on college. Six of my kids are over 19 now. I haven't spent anything on college. Because, and I prepared for this. You know, they say, how are you preparing for college? Well, it's simple. The kids would come up to me and say, Daddy, how much is 2 plus 2? 5. Thank you. Good enough, son. Daddy, what's this letter? You don't have to know that letter. Don't worry about it. There's 25 other letters. Get about 10 or 12 of them and you'll be fine. So they did have a little trouble in college. That takes some remedial alphabet and a little remedial arithmetic. And they learned their numbers from, I think, counts from 1 to 20, you know. But here's the other thing about all this. I'll admit that children can cost a lot to raise. And that's why a lot of you with more than the 1.92 children that you can have before you get grief from everybody, get grief. Because they figure, how can you support it? When we had a bunch of kids at home, we got 6 at home now, at one point we had the 10. They breathed the same air. That's it. It's all the same air. Pretty much wore the same clothes down through about 6 or 7 of them. Hell yeah, they were cut up and had all kinds of stains on them, but now that's cool. So we were just ahead of our time. Pretty much same electricity. Here and there, maybe a light bulb. You know, we didn't really let them have light bulbs. We had one light bulb in the middle of the kitchen on a string. And we were grateful for what little we had. I don't know if it cost $182,000. I'd have to calculate it. But, you know, it probably did. And here's why. This is what they don't talk about. On one hand, this $182,000 or whatever the figure bandied about is assumes an awful lot of the better stuff. Better clothes, better shoes, name brand this, car when they're 16, 9 bicycles as they're growing up. That's not where my money went. My money went in depreciation. You can't have anything nice when you have children. They depreciate your house approximately $10,000 a year. That wall was flat when we moved in here. What are those dents? And that hole? And I've repainted it 4 times. I've patched it 9 times. That screen door. That screen door really looks junky. But you don't understand. It looks a lot better than the 6 previous screen doors I replaced because they push on them and push it all the way to the wall and it goes 180 degrees beyond what a screen door is supposed to be pushed. And that van. That van was really cool. As cool as a van could be. But now it has, well, these lines going down the van. And nobody knows how those lines got there, but they're the exact height of the handlebars on the bike. How could a rake go down the side of our van? The carpet. Well, if we'd have gotten a dog earlier, we could have blamed the dog for all those spots. I don't know how those spots got there. We have bathrooms. We do. There's places to go. They're made for that. They got these big round little bowls. Of course, it doesn't matter if they go to the bathroom anyway. Why? Because half of it doesn't make it to the toilet, especially with the boys. Now, some of you are thinking, oh, come on, Dr. Ray, it's lunchtime. Stop it. No, this is reality. This is life here. I went out today to get a pruner for rose bushes that we have. I don't know where it is. It's gone. It went into this twilight sphere. Same place my hammer went. And three of my screwdrivers. And the bits, when you get one of these multi-bit screwdrivers, you know, I'm so excited. I come home, it's got 7 bits on it, and I can unscrew the tail light assembly on my vehicle, and you can't do it because the engineers, when they put these things together, they go, let's see if we can put screws in here that there's no bit for. Well, I didn't. I got a bit. And my screwdriver that I've had for a week and a half has 1 bit left on it. I don't know where the other 7 bits are. They're gone. The same place that every single thing I own is gone. My boys. I got a 25-year-old living at home, a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 15-year-old. Where are my shorts? I have no shorts. I did have shorts. Where's my socks? Honey, didn't you just wash? Yeah. There's no socks in here. Check the boys' room. Everything. You know, I'm going to go in there one of these nights, and our bed's going to be gone. Where's the bed? Who took the bed? Oh, I did that. I just borrowed it a little bit. Put the bed back when you're done with it. That's where the cost is. Raising children. It's not $182,000 of buying them the finest stuff. It's close to $110,000 of things that they lose, destroy, bite holes in. Christmas. It's coming up. I don't have a nice Christmas tree. Oh no, I have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. It's bent, warped, twisted. Why? Well, because it's hit the ground 622 times last year. So I come into my little studio here, where I have my stuff. And I put a hammer here, and a hatchet, and a screwdriver, and a level. And they're the exact spot I left them in yesterday. And I sit, and it brings a tear to my eye.